You are now listening to The Crossover with Abigail. Seven past the hour of 4 o'clock, that was Joe Thomas on a song that is titled I Understand, bringing us at 7 past the hour of 4 o'clock. And before Joe Thomas, well, we also had the pleasure of listening to Tony Braxton, that is with Deadwood. So a very good afternoon to you and you and you. Wherever you are tuning us from this Sunday. Yes, Sunday afternoon. Well, I hope you are having a great Sunday afternoon. You know, today I was actually hoping that it is the last Sunday. Then I remembered, no. When we started the month of May and when we counted the Sundays together, well, the Sundays were adding up to 5. Then I was like, I thought, this is the last Sunday, but then just to remember that next week Sunday is also still May, but it will be the last day in the fifth month of the year 2026. So I am your host, Abigail, as usual. I will be with you, that is, from this hour right up until the hour of 6 o'clock. It is a beautiful Sunday. I don't know what is going on with the weather in Windhoek. I don't know if it's warm. I don't know if it's cold, but the weather is just in between, you know, cold and warm. I even remember I was having an argument with one of my housemates. I think it was on Thursday, when I said that this winter is not going to be cold. And the reason is because we did not receive extreme rainfall, rainfall that would obviously just make it obvious, that winter is going to be cold. The rainfall for this year, let me just start from last year up until this year, it has been, you know, minimal, I think I would say minimal, in between, you know, raining and not raining. So I would say it was better than nothing. But obviously for me, that was already an indication that winter is really not going to winter, you know. I even saw there's even a meme that is now circulating on social media that is saying that this winter is a week. When I saw that, I actually laughed so hard, because I really related to that. I am one of the people who's been saying that this winter is really not giving. Now, if we have to compare last year, 2025, around about this time, it was cold, you know. About this time, we were already putting on our warm jackets. But now, if you have to put on something warm, you start sweating. You feel hot. So, I don't know what's happening there. But I'm looking forward to the month of June to see how it will come as well. I'm one of the people who doesn't like winter at all, but because I get the chance to use my electric blanket, I don't mind experiencing, you know, extreme cold, because that is the only time that I really appreciate purchasing that electric blanket. So when it's not cold like this, I feel like, nah, man. It is supposed to get cold so I can use this thing, because that is the only time that I get to use it in the whole year. I only get to use it, I think it's 3 or 4 months in the year when it's cold. So yeah, 11 past the hour of 4 o'clock. I would like to wish those who are celebrating their birthdays today to enjoy it. Remember that even though it's on a Sunday, Sunday is also another day that you can do things and enjoy, as long as it's not things that are going to exhaust you. You know, come tomorrow, Monday, you are tired, you're unproductive. No. But if it's just something small to celebrate the day, because it only comes once in a year, well, go for it. Enjoy, have fun. Just do it responsibly. Don't get exhausted, because the moment your Monday goes into the dustbin, that means the rest of your week is also gone out, you know, into the dustbin. This is why I always encourage those who are listening to stay away from Sunday sessions. Sunday sessions really spoil some of your weeks, you guys. And you keep on doing it over and over again. And it makes me wonder as to you don't love yourself or what. You know, so this is why I always come and I emphasize that stay away from Sunday session, colleagues. If you are doing it, please stop, go home, sleep it off, so tomorrow you can wake up fresh and tackle the challenges that this week are going to throw your way, throw into your face. So happy birthday to you guys. And also another thing is, if you haven't yet subscribed to our e-paper, well, you are missing out. And you can do so, because the subscription is actually very easy. The process is very easy. Yes, so the subscription process is very easy. All you have to do is save this number, 081-200-4144. That is 081-200-4144. After you have saved the number, save it as the Villager newspaper, so it's easy for you to find the number in case you don't subscribe in this moment. So after you have saved the number, send a WhatsApp message, not a text message, colleagues, not an iMessage, not an RCS message, no, rather a WhatsApp message. After you have sent a WhatsApp message, wait for a response that is going to let you know that you have been subscribed. And after you have been subscribed, you will start receiving the e-paper 3 times in the week, Mondays, Wednesdays, as well as Fridays. So yes, I don't know if it's just me, but this time seems to be moving. Well, not a long time ago, or just a while ago, it was 7 past the hour of 4. Now I'm looking at the clock, it's 14 past 4. Now I feel like, the time is rushing. Well, regardless of that, allow me to welcome you officially. That is with the sounds of Luther Vandross, one of my all-time favorites. I think most of the artists are actually my favorites. I think I'm an old soul. I was telling this to somebody the other time when we went to go watch the Michael Jackson movie. I was like, I think I was born in the wrong era. She was like, what? Which era were you supposed to be born in? And I said, I think I was supposed to be born in the 80s, you know, because I feel like that era, people really enjoyed, you know, meaningful music, music that could be relatable in all senses of life, you know, compared to the music that these younger generations are now listening to. But you also notice that the younger generations are also going back to the music from the 80s, the 70s, you know, the 60s. So yeah, here is Luther Vandross. Let me not go on and on, because if we have to talk about music, I will go on and on and on. And the next thing we see is that the sun has set and we haven't spoken anything on the crossover. So here is Your Secret Love. I will see you, that is, on the other side to come let you know what we are discussing today on this Sunday afternoon. That is, we don't know if it's warm, we don't know if it's cold, but regardless, it is Sunday and we are together.
Secret love, Why can't we tell someone? Cause secret love never mean as much. Your secret love will never be your true love. I can't be no secret. It's breaking my heart.
24 past the hour of 4 o'clock. That was Tema Braxton and Future on a song that is titled Let Me Know. Now let's get talking. Let's get discussing. Let's converse. Today we are talking about something affecting almost everyone, you know. If this is not affecting you, what we are talking about today, that is probably because you are a child. Bills and responsibilities are not in your vocab. Yes, you have nothing to do with bills. When other people are talking about bills and expenses and all that, you are just there and wondering, okay, what the hell are bills? You know, expenses and so forth and so on. So that's why I'm saying that today we are talking about something that is affecting almost everyone. Almost everyone. You know, if you are not relating to this, it's because maybe you are just a toddler who has nothing to do with, you know, bills. You know nothing about bills. So we are talking about the rising cost of living. Your colleagues. The cost of living. It's rising. And we are in trouble. You know, if something is not done, we are in big, big trouble. You know, from groceries and fuel to rent and transport. Many people say their money is not going as far as it used to. And that is the honest truth. You know, some are cutting expenses. Others are taking extra jobs or starting small businesses just to keep up. Because the cost of living is going. It is going, it's going and going. We don't even see it, you know, slowing down or stopping. It is going. So this afternoon we ask, how are people coping with the rising cost of living in 2026? You know, what changes should you as a family have to make? You know, what solutions are available? So you can also join the conversation by calling in. That is on 083-288-401. Because your colleagues, life is now expensive, you know. Now, I don't think even the people who like to meddle and question, when are you giving birth? I don't think they can also even ask this question at this point. I'm sure even them, they can see that, this is not even the economy to be bringing in babies. It's not. You know, that's how far the cost of living has really, really gone up. It has really gone up. And these are conversations that we actually have, you know, just as people. And these are also conversations that I usually have on Sizuma, you know, with the Silozi audience. We talk about the current inflation, you know, what's happening, and also the prediction of still more changes that are likely to come in terms of prices and all that. So it's a lot. We are really going through a lot. And I think this is also the time where we really, really need to be, you know, not hard. We shouldn't be hard on others or any other person who you know has responsibilities. They have people who rely on them, or they themselves as a person, they have responsibilities such as, you know, having to pay rent on a monthly basis, having to pay transport just to go to work or to go anywhere they want to go, or just simply fueling their car. That is also a nightmare. People are not okay. We are all not okay. So this is even why I started off by saying that today we are talking about something that is affecting almost everyone. I know there are probably some people out there who might, you know, say that, you know, the rise in cost of living has not affected them. Because I even saw, even when fuel prices changed, you know, some people were saying that, yeah, but it's just $2 that was added. Why are you complaining? But other people were saying, no, but $2, it's a lot. You know, that $2 that they added has now, you know, led to the fact that in $100 where I used to get 4 liters of petrol, now I can't get 4 liters of petrol. I need to add, you know, $2 on top of that 100 just to make it to 4 liters. So obviously there are people who might feel like, okay, it's happening. It happens. And there's nothing we can do about it. Let's just continue, march forward. That's it. But then there are people who are going to say, no, we are not okay. As much as there's nothing we can do about this thing, we are not okay. Now we must start thinking ahead, you know, thinking in terms of what other extra job can I get? Or what small business can I just start just to keep up? Because life has become really hard. You know, as much as others will say, no, but it's just a $2, that $2 makes a huge difference. You have to calculate how many $2 you are now paying in a day. And you add up those $2 the whole month that you are commuting and paying for cab fares. It's a lot of money. It's just not $2. So that is the conversation for today. And we will start off, you know, by talking about what daily expenses have increased the most for people. And I think these ones are obvious when we say what expenses have increased for most people. I think in Namibia, currently right now, the most expense that has increased for most people that we didn't see coming, even though we saw coming, there have been conversations about it, you know, coming, but then I think people were just not anticipating, you know, cab fares to change just like that. And it was not even like a new month, or they didn't even wait for end of the month. No, they just decided, no, on the 18th of May, you are no more paying $13. You'll now be paying $15, you know, because some of us, we plan for the whole month. We plan, right? I'm one of the people who plan that this month, because my taxi fare is, you know, does not fluctuate that this month it's more, this month it's less. No. My monthly taxi for the month is just as it is, right? And one thing that I usually make sure is that when the salary is in, the taxi money is taken out automatically. And it's put on the side. And that money cannot be touched no matter what. Even if a person has to call me now and telling me they are choking, they're about to die, they need me to give them $100, I will not be able to do that. Because that money is there, and I do not like to inconvenience myself or inconvenience other people by now begging for taxi money. You know? So that money was there. This May, the money was there. It was planned for, just to get the communication that, ooh, that the taxi has now increased from $13 to $15. Now a person had to make a plan because it's not even near end of the month, unfortunately. So now we are going to look at what daily expenses have increased the most for people in Namibia. You know, for Namibians, the most significant spikes in daily expenses are driven by transportation, rent, and utilities. And when we talk about utilities, we specifically talk about electricity, you know. While global oil prices and a resilient rent have occasionally stabilized fuel at the pump, but these three things, you know, transport, rent, and utilities, they continue to heavily strain household budgets across the country. You know, the other day we were even talking about electricity with my housemate. Electricity has also skyrocketed. Like, the prices are just ridiculous. You know, if you buy electricity, you know what I'm talking about. It has just become an amazing, you know, thing or situation. You know, I used to hear people complain about electricity units, this electricity units, that. But I never brought myself in a position to understand what are they talking about. Because, this is because, where I used to live before, right? The bill was the one that comes straight from municipality. And that's where you also go and pay the bill. It was not like units that you buy, prepaid units. So I didn't know, I didn't understand what people were saying or going on about that. Until I got to the other end now, where I am now, the person who is even buying units. You know, if you have to buy units for $2,000 right now, the units you are going to get from that $2,000, you are even going to look at those numbers and be like, is this correct? Like, is this the correct amount of units I'm supposed to get from buying units for 2,000 Namibian dollars? They are really expensive. You know, prices are now ridiculously very high, and it's not easy at all. So rent and utilities, there have been increases in housing rental prices alongside higher municipal tariffs, which have made housing the standout inflation pressure, especially in urban centers like the capital where we live. Yes, you know, now it's even very difficult to find rent if you are having a small budget. It's very difficult now, you know, very, very difficult. That's how rent prices have increased. That's how rent prices have gone up high. So if your budget, let me say your budget for a place is 2,000, there's no way you are going to get a place costing 2,000 now. It's impossible. Unless if you go to the other deep there, that's where probably you can get a small place that is like 2,000 Namibian dollars. You know, transportation as well. You know, public transport costs, which were affected by fuel levies, you know, have also kept commuting and vehicle ownership as one of the largest drains on disposable income. This is one thing that has really, really made commuting, you know, kind of like feel expensive. As much people want to say that it's just $2. $2 is a lot, you know. $2 is a lot of money. If you have to calculate that $2 on a daily basis, it's a lot of money. So transport as well. As it stands, I don't even know how much it is now to go to Zambezi. But the last time I heard, that was a lie. I'm not sure. But somebody was telling me that now going to Zambezi, you now have to pay $1,000. Apparently going to Zambezi now, you have to pay $1,000. I'm not sure about that, but somebody was telling me that no, it's not true. Can't be true. It's somewhere around 750 there. I'm not sure, but there's somewhere where I saw new, levies, I think for the road. I need to take a look at that just to confirm how much do I have to pay now if I have to travel to Zambezi and back. Just so that I put my budget all together, but it's now also very, very expensive. Electricity as well. Oh my goodness. Electricity, like I said, it's also now one of the utilities that is pushing daily living costs higher and higher and higher. You know, so it's a lot. And also another thing that is pushing, you know, daily living costs very high is also the fact that we import goods, you know. Namibia imports about 50% of its cereal requirements and the bulk of its consumer items. So fluctuating exchange rates and regional trade policies heavily drive up the daily cost of groceries and basic household goods. I don't know if you have realized that if you go into a shop today, go buy an item, next month if you go in the same shop for the same item, you are likely to realize that it's now a bit more. They've added either a dollar or they've added a few cents on the product. So that is also something that is killing us, because we import goods at the end of the day, because of fluctuating exchange rates. You will realize that most groceries and basic household goods, they also keep going up and up and up. So, it's not easy. It's not easy at all. It is 21 minutes to the hour of 5 o'clock. We'll go on a quick break and we'll come continue shortly. Do not go anywhere.
Lipura nengeno wapumbwa eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe odite opoye ekukulile oshafa fana nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano hile koshuala onongeshe fa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka okukwetira oipindi konu kwa ndado inawa nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe fa omarudi tayo loka opone ushendi fenawa nokumona oijamo ili nawa ninge pata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM onora etatuimwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali ile konderewa nora etatu natu bali o etatu hatatu oma filane Eagle FM the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
And of course, we continue. It is now 18 minutes to the hour of 5 o'clock. So if you just joined in, allow me to welcome you and also just greet you on this Sunday afternoon. So today's conversation is about the high cost of living that most of us are now, you know, facing. We have no choice but to face, you know. I think if there was another choice in terms of having to choose now, do you want to struggle or you don't want to struggle? What do you want to do? I think a lot of us would choose not to struggle. Like, no, I don't want to struggle. I want to live a soft life, so I am not doing this. We even had a conversation on the other show in terms of, I was saying that I think this is the time, the people who believe that heaven exists, I think this is the time to actually, you know, pack up and go to heaven where things are cheap or where things are not bought. You are just eating honey and drinking milk all day because life has become a bit expensive. So we continue. Well, before the break, I mentioned, a few things which are now daily expenses in Namibia. I mentioned the transportation. I mentioned rent as well as utilities as such as, you know, electricity, such as groceries and also basic household goods. Now let's move to our next point of discussion. which is how families can adjust their budgets. You know, if you have a family and you guys are probably struggling because of the new costs that have increased, well, you can actively adapt your budget to combat rising living and housing costs by restructuring allocations, you know, embracing multi-generational living, and also utilizing technology, right? So key adjustments range from redefining spending categories to changing daily lifestyle habits, right? So you can start by reallocating funds in the 50-30-20 rule, because many households rely on this framework to prioritize needs over wants. So 50% goes for needs, which is housing, groceries, and utilities. And then 30% goes for wants. So these wants can be subscriptions, you know, if you want to go eat out for dinner, if you want to travel. You know, as costs rise, this category is often the first to be downsized. So it's not an important category. And then 20% for savings such as debt repayments and also emergency funds. Colleagues, if I have to ask right now, how many of you actually have emergency funds? How many? Oh, okay. Yeah, I always say that we need to have emergency funds, ne? As adults, we are the current adults right now. It's very important that we actually have, you know, emergency funds. You don't have to have a lot of money in that fund or that account, as long as you have something to rely on in case of an emergency. So this is the first thing that you can do as a household, as a family, the 50-30 rule, where you actually divide the funds in terms of 50% the needs of the house or family members, and then 30% for the wants, and then 20% for savings or emergency funds. So the next thing is adapting to housing pressures, you know. Families are now pooling funds and caring for extended relatives in single homes to combat rising rent and also mortgage rates. At this point, to be honest, if there was a family member where I could actually, you know, go and stay just to go contribute in the bills in the house and not necessarily having to be paying rent every month, I would actually do that. So other families, this is what they are now doing. You know, they are now pulling extended relatives to come and stay together so they can combat this thing of paying the rising rent, right? And also young adult children are now staying at home longer to save money, which is actually very true. There was a meme that was circulating some time ago. I still see it here and there, but this meme talks about young adults who are still in their parents' homes, right? But for me, I'm like, I don't see anything wrong with a young adult staying at home as long as you feel like you are not yet ready or prepared to go out there and fly on your own. Why not stay at home? You know, some of us end up renting because we don't have family homes. Your parents did not have a home in the city where you can actually go stay, not having to go and rent. But this is what I usually say to my friends who are still staying in their parents' home, that you have nowhere to rush to. Stay at home. There's nothing out there, to be honest. Stay at home. As long as the independence that you want to go look for outside there, you are getting it in that home, stay there. There's nothing wrong with actually staying at home. So we are now hearing that that's what other family members are now doing. They are actually avoiding, you know, expenses as well as high rate for rent just by staying with family members. You know, like, no, you don't have to go pay rent. Come, let's stay together. let's squeeze together. And also, they are now changing daily spending habits. Or if you are, you know, now struggling with money at home as a family, you can actually, you know, cut down on your daily spendings, you know. Daily spendings, we talk about if you guys used to have entertainment routines, well, you can try and cut that out just to save money, you know. And also, if you guys used to like going out to eat, replace that with now cooking at home. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with cooking at home. Mm-mm, nothing at all. There's nothing wrong with cooking at home. If you can cook at home, or if you can cook whatever you want to go eat out, cook and eat at home. You know, other families, they are also now adjusting to their travel, you know, to their travelings. They are now also adjusting because it is now expensive to travel. Yeah. Yeah, so in a nutshell, this is how you can actually cut on spending as a family. You know, if you're struggling, there's a lot of ways out there. All you have to do is just research for information. Information is actually available out there, a lot of it. So you just, you know, search, and then a lot of information will come to you. It is now 9 minutes to the hour of 5 o'clock. We will go for a musical break, and on the other side we'll come continue as to our salaries and wages keeping up with inflation. You know, are our salaries actually keeping up with inflation? Because we know this problem did not just start this year or last year. These problems, ever since they started in somewhere around about 2021 after COVID, that's where honestly things just started going down the drain. And ever since then, nothing has gone back to normal. Even though COVID, it seems it has, you know, left us alone. It's no more holding us by the throat. But still, things that changed during that time, they don't seem to, you know, to try and normalize. So we'll go for a musical break and we'll come continue on the other side. Do not go anywhere. We are here. We are together.
You are now listening to The Crossover with Abigail. Fast, fast, and not a chance to slow down.
I said I love you, baby. I said I care. So when I tell you that I love you, darling, would you understand it means that I'm always gonna be there, you see? I'm not gonna leave you. I ain't going nowhere. When I tell you I love you, baby, cross my heart, I'll be there. Baby, come to me. I will chase your tears away. Put your trust in me. Girl, I swear I'll never change. Darling, you will see. Then my love is here to stay. I promise you I will be true from me.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
6 past, actually, it's now 7 past the hour of 4 o'clock. If you just tuned in, a very good afternoon to you. Well, today's discussion is actually very important. you know, it's important in terms of, it is something that is affecting most of us today and now as I'm speaking to you. And so far we have, you know, looked at what daily expenses have increased the most for people. We've also looked at how families can adjust their budgets. Now we are going to look at our salaries and wages keeping up with inflations, you know, and that is actually the question that everybody has been asking as of recent in terms of, okay, things just keep, you know, becoming more and more expensive. So does this mean now that our salary is also going to be adjusted? Our salary is going to increase or what, you know? But for the majority of working Namibians, our wages and salaries are not keeping pace with the rising cost of living, you know. While annual headline inflation is modest, easing to 3.1% in April 2026, real wage growth remains weak. And a significant portion of the workforce continues to experience wage stagnation, you know. So when we talk about wage stagnation, we are talking about, you know, having the same salary for years and years and years. Recent data shows that more than half of employed Namibians earning above 3,000 Namibian dollars per month have faced pay freezes since 2023. You know, furthermore, according to the Namibia Statistics Agency, a majority of income earners make less than 5,000 Namibian dollars per month, leaving them highly vulnerable to economic pressures. Yeah. And also, while overall inflation is low, the cost of everyday essentials has climbed. You know, the poorest households who spend a greater proportion of their income on basic food items and services experience an inflation burden that outpaces official headline figures. So civil servants, when we talk about civil servants, salary negotiations often lag behind the cost of living. You know, for example, recent public service negotiations resulted in a flat 700 Namibian dollars monthly increase for lower grades and a 5% basic salary adjustment, which many unions argue is quickly absorbed by the rising costs of housing, utilities, and transport. You know, and this is one thing that we usually discuss mostly on here on the radio in terms of, you know, the moment they adjust salaries or when there's an income increase or salary increment. You know, usually prices of other basic things, they also, you know, increase. So it's like even when you get an increment, somehow it feels like there was really nothing done there. Even though something was done, you might still feel like, you know, there was nothing done there. Despite the fact that Namibia implemented, you know, a law to protect low-income earners in terms of that per hour, they will now start earning 18 Namibian dollars per hour. Still, you still hear complaints in terms of we are struggling. Even though a person is doing 18 Namibian dollars per hour, still, it's still not enough. So definitely when we have to look at if salaries are actually keeping up with the prices, you know, with the cost of living in Namibia, no, it's not at all. They are really not. Like now, taxi fares changed last week. They changed last week. And I don't see them going backwards. Nope. I don't see them changing, you know, going a bit lower. I don't see that. So if you have to now look at this impact that the taxi fares are going to have on the salaries now, you will not hear employers, you know, increasing their employee salaries just because the taxi fare has changed. So that means that salaries are not keeping up with the cost of living that keeps going up and up and up and up. It's not easy. It is not easy at all. 12 past the hour of 5. If you'd like to come in and, you know, be part of the conversation, well, you can do so on 083-288-401. That is 083-288-401. We still have time together. We still have round about like close to 48 minutes that we still have on the show. So it is really a struggle if you have to look at how things have really changed from COVID-19, because I also mentioned the fact that, you know, when things were changing after the pandemic of COVID-19, things did not go back to, you know, to normal. They didn't go back to normal, unfortunately. And this is one thing that one of my listeners on the Silozi show usually mentions, in terms of when there's a conflict, for example, which is now pushing prices to be higher. Once this conflict is resolved, or once this conflict comes to an end, you don't see those prices, you know, now coming down as well. No, they just remain the same. And this is a pattern that we have seen ever since the pandemic. The pandemic also made things very expensive. Very, very expensive. You know, the war between Russia and Ukraine, that one also added on the expense. Things also became a little bit more expensive, especially cooking oil. You know, I actually had the fear that we might start buying cooking oil at very, very expensive prices. But then somehow that was managed to, you know, just be there. As much as it has become expensive, but it's much better, you know, as to compared at some point. I can't recall if it was 2024 where it was very, very expensive to buy even a 2 liter of cooking oil. So these are the things that we are saying in terms of the salary is really not matching the current economic state in terms of, you know, transportation, in terms of housing or shelter, in terms of utilities such as electricity, such as basic house needs, such as groceries, all of those things. I don't think salaries are actually, you know, in par with the cost of living. So we are really, really in deep trouble. This is even why I made a joke to say that even people who like to ask, when are you giving birth, they are also quiet, because they can see that actually people are not affording anything right now. It has become so difficult, you know, to actually afford so many things. And also we have social media, right? Social media has also created pressure, very, very much pressure to other people in terms of maintaining lifestyles that people cannot afford. And I come back to saying this. Live the life that you are able to afford. If you cannot afford a life, let it go, please. And also, if you used to live a life that you could afford, but now, because due to too many changes, you can cut down that lifestyle. You don't have to completely change your lifestyle. If you can't change your lifestyle completely, make sure that you cut down on other things just to make sure that you can afford where you are right now in life. Because social media is also a problem to a lot of people in this day and time. Yes, it is. And I'm one of the advocates of, you know, live your true life. Do not live life based on what you are seeing in a 30-second video, in a 60-second video, thinking, oh, that is the best life, let me try to copy that. No. People curate what they want you to see. What they don't want you to see, you will never see it. This is one thing that I usually say. You will never see things that people don't want you to see. People will put things that they want you to see. And then you go and you sit on somebody's Instagram, you sit on somebody's X account or Facebook, you think, oh, this lifestyle, I also want to live like this. I'm also going to start living like this. No, it's not. It's not worth it at all. We will go for a musical break with Gerald Levitt on Mr. Too Damn Good. I will see you that is on the other side. But also remember that you can still come through and share with us your take in today's conversation, which is, you know, all about the rising cost of living that we are all feeling. Even me, who never used to feel the cost of living, I am feeling it, that's for sure. Every Sunday from the hour of 4 to the hour of 6 on the crossover with the Abigail, a show where we dive into timely topics that shape our lives every Sunday when we start off a new week.
as I lay me down. Heaven, hear me now. I'm lost without a cause. After giving it my all, winter storms have come and darkened my sun. After all that I've been through, who on earth can I turn to? I look to you. I look to you. After all my strength is gone, in you I can be strong. I look to you. Fighting left, sinking to rise no more, searching for that open door. And every road that I've taken led to my regret, and I don't know if I'm gonna make it. Nothing to do but
stranger. Electric eyes are everywhere. See that girl, she knows I'm watching. She likes the way I stare. And they say why, why? Instead of that, it's human nature.
Falling down. No more children off to war. If we search in our hearts, all the suffering will be no more. Clear to day.
Did you even hear me singing? I was singing along in the song. I couldn't even hear myself. But yes, that is Lionel Richie, Love or Love, bringing us exactly at 25 minutes to the hour of 6 o'clock. So today's conversation is actually something that majority of us are really going through, or majority of us are experiencing, right? And this is, you know, rent, this is, you know, fuel, this is, you know, transport. There's also food in there, and also through other necessities like a small basic needs that we all need in our houses. So all of that, all of those things, you know, they have become extremely expensive, making, you know, life very costly, you know. So now I want us to look at how to survive, you know, the high cost of living that we are experiencing currently. We have looked at daily expenses that have increased for most people. We also looked at how, as a family, you can adjust your budget. We also looked at our salaries really keeping up with inflation, and also the high cost of living, or the rise in high cost of living. So now we are going to look at how to survive. How are you going to survive in this day and era, right? Because surviving a high cost of living comes down to widening the gap between your income and expenses. So the most effective strategies are optimizing your budget, you know, slashing your groceries and utility bills, managing debts if you have debts, and also generating extra income. So the first thing is to optimize your spending, right? Track everything. And when I say everything, I mean everything. Start from reviewing your bank statements. You could do this on a weekly basis, and categorize your expenses to find leaks, right? You can also try to use free budget apps, or just simply writing things down, and make sure you match your cash outflows to inflows, right? Also, if you have subscriptions, because I realized that a lot of people have subscriptions that they really can't afford. I was telling somebody who actually laughed at me so hard when I was telling her that personally, I cannot afford any subscriptions, right? When it comes to Netflix, I'm using my brother's Netflix. When it comes to DSTV, you know, DSTV, I'm using a friend's DSTV. Showmax is no more there, but Showmax, when Showmax was also still there, I was using my best friend's account, right? And, I remember she laughed at me so hard, like, wow, you can't afford subscriptions, but you are literally subscribed, right? Is because the people who subscribe, who allow me to use their accounts, because they can understand that I am in no position to have a monthly subscription that is going to be deducting 150 or more than 150 on a monthly basis. That is a lot of money for me if I have to add it at the end of the year. It's a lot of money. So if you also have subscriptions, you need to reevaluate your subscriptions, you know, cancel unused subscriptions, you know, such as streaming services or apps. Or maybe you also, you know, subscribe to be going to a gym, but then you hardly even make it out during the week to go to the gym. You don't need that subscription. You can cancel it out. And also, if you have subscriptions at streaming services or applications that you don't use, you need to cancel these services, right? Because when you do that, you actually be cutting down on unnecessary spending, because other people, they don't even have time to watch television, you know. But you will find that they have subscriptions. They have a subscription at Netflix. They have DSTV on the other side. And then in between those two applications, there's also other things like Spotify, when they don't even listen to music, but you find that they have a subscription and monthly they are paying their Spotify, all those things. So reevaluate your subscriptions and cancel unused services, right? So the second thing is, you know, food and utility bills, right? I have seen other people who actually now come up with a weekly menu. Like they will have a menu as to what they are eating on each day during the week. And I remember I asked, why is that? I was told that it's also, it helps in terms of not having food that you are not going to eat, food that might end up, you know, going bad and you have to get rid of this food now. So when you plan your meals, when you create a weekly menu, you know, and then you also make a shopping list. So this is actually easy to manage your food because you stick to what is on your menu and that's strictly what you buy, right? And also what you could do is start buying store brands. There are people who don't buy brands that are labeled with a store name. I don't know the logic behind that, but I just know that there are people who actually don't do that. I don't know. Maybe it's a thing of, I forgot the word, but I remember I learned this word somewhere in terms of people and products, you know. If you are used to buying Colgate as the toothpaste that you use frequently or that you just use all the time, right? Now, if you have to go in the shop and you realize that Colgate is a bit expensive, and then now you have to look at a much cheaper toothpaste. Let me say you are in a shop, you are in Abigail's supermarket, and then Abigail has a toothpaste, right, that is labeled Abigail's supermarket. Now, because it's written Abigail's supermarket, you are not even going to look at that that toothpaste or consider buying it. You'd rather go for the Colgate that you are used to buying, even though it's expensive. But if you want to survive in this day and era, try to switch to generic supermarket labels, right? And buy them in bulk. Yeah, because also those things of buying one by one, it also sometimes is a problem. Remember the example that I gave to say, you buy something today, 2-3 weeks from now, when you go back in the shop, you find that the price has increased to something else. So also start switching to buying, supermarket labels, right? So in terms of, reducing energy use, you need to be intentional about your electricity and water usage. Switch off appliances that are going to consume energy when you're not there, right? I'm still in the debate of switching off and on the geyser. Other people, they say it's actually safer and also saves electricity when you switch it off and then you switch it on when you only need the hot water. If you don't need the hot water, you actually switch it off. But then I've heard stories on how the thermostat, I think so, in the geyser itself that boils the water in the geyser. Apparently it gets damaged when you constantly switch on and off, on and off. I don't know. But it's advisable that when you are not using appliances, rather switch them off. Now let's talk about debt, right? If you are going to survive in this time, you need to attack debt aggressively if you have debts, right? You need to make sure that you utilize the debt avalanche method, which is paying off the highest interest rate first, or the debt snowball method, which is clearing smallest balances first to free up your monthly cash flow. For those who have debts, you can try to go that route. And also avoid new debts, right? There are people who are so addicted to paying debts that when a debt is, you know, paid off, they look for something else to add on their payslip or just to add on their bills. I don't know why people do that, but I've realized that especially us black people, we like new debts. The moment you settle a date, you feel like that one is gone. What am I going to do with this money I was paying for that debt? Let me get another debt. So avoid new debts. Why? When you settle a debt or poor, let it go, right? And also you can try to increase your income. Consider side hustles, you know, depending on the skills that you have. If you have skills and you know that the type of skills you have, you could go out there and, you know, hustle, make side hustles just to have extra income. Go out there and do that. Last but not least, smart transport. You know, smart transport is something that I think I had to learn in varsity. You know, that sometimes you don't need to go there and 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 go there. No. Because at the end of the day, if you have to calculate now how much did you use, you will realize that it's actually a lot of money that you have used. So always, always, you know, avoid unnecessary single trips. So when we say smart transport, we mean combine errands into a single trips. This can actually save on your fuel and also, you know, save on the amount that you have to pay in terms of cab fare. If you know that you have a trip in town and you also have a trip, you know, this side of Klerksdorp, you can actually just start off in town, do whatever you need to do. Come to Klerksdorp. From Klerksdorp, you go back wherever you are supposed to go back. So that in a nutshell is smart transport. That's what I usually do. If there's something I need to go do in town, I will make sure that before I proceed to the station, I go around and do those things. And then I come one way. And then from here, it's just one way. It's not too many trips and too many payments in terms of cab fare. So there's a lot of information out there that you can look up in terms of how you can just try to survive, you know, the high cost of living that we are facing. And also avoid unnecessary trips, colleagues. If somebody is telling you, let's go away, and you know very well that in your wallet, there's only transport money for the week, just tell that person politely that I will not make it because of A, B, and C. If they really want you to, if they really want your presence wherever they want you, they will make a plan to make sure that at least they pay your cab fare. So you don't have to now dig deep in your pocket and inconvenience yourself now. Right? So as I was saying, there's a lot of information out there. If you'd like more information in terms of how you can cut down, you know, from expenses, you know, cut down from unnecessary spending just to maintain and manage your bills. Just look up such information and you will be able to find plenty, plenty of it. It is now 12 minutes to the hour of 6 o'clock. We'll go for a musical break, and on the other side, I will come say my lovely goodbyes to you. So don't go away. Here is Tamia on a song that is titled I'm So Into You.
Thank you. silly doing this, but this is the waitress from the coffee house on 39th and Lennox. You know, the one with the braids. Yeah. Well, I see you on Wednesdays all the time. You come in every Wednesday on your lunch break, I think. And you always order the special with the hot chocolate. My manager be tripping and stuff, talking about we gotta use water, but I always use some milk and cream for you, cause I think you're kinda sweet. Anyway, you always got on some fly blue suit, and your cufflinks are shining all bright. So what you do? I'm worried. Yeah, that's interesting. Look, man, I mean, I don't want to waste your time, but I know girls don't usually do this. But I was wondering if maybe we could get together outside the restaurant one day. You know, because I do look a lot different outside my work clothes. I mean, we could just go across the street to the park right here. Wait, hold up. My cell phone breaking. Hold up. Can you hear me now? Yeah. So what day did you say?
It is 2 minutes to the hour of 6 o'clock, and this is where I say my lovely goodbyes to you. That was Alicia Keys with You Don't Know My Name. I'll be leaving you with Marvin Gaye, Sexual Healing, until next Sunday, the 31st of May, 2026. From me, Abigail, it is adios. And of course, do have a productive week ahead of you.